KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the boys' state basketball tournament gets off and running today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with six games on the slate for this first day of the tournament. In Class 1A first round play this morning, the tourney tips off at 10:30 as Nottoway Valley faces off against North Iowa. The Wolverines are seeded number 5 in the tournament. They're 22-2, while North Iowa is the fourth seed, 23-2 on the year. Following that game, it'll be top-seeded Danville facing 8th seed St. Albert at 12-15. St. Albert got in with a 14-10 record. Danville undefeated at 25-0. That'll be followed this afternoon by Iowa Mennonite versus Boyden Hall and Storm Lake St. Mary's against Lisbon. Then tonight, a couple of 2A first-round games. MFL Marmac, the top seed, will face Sioux Center in a 6:35 matchup. That'll be followed by Mount Vernon versus North Cedar. Now, the Girls' State Basketball Championship Tournament got finished on Saturday night with a couple of championship matchups. In the 3A title game, it was all Davenport Assumption as the Knights post a 59-32 win over MOC Floyd Valley. In the 4A state title game, they had to play extra time as Iowa City West won their first ever championship. The women of Troy beat Ankeny 61-56 in overtime in the big school state title game. In college men's basketball yesterday, top-ranked Kentucky completed an unbeaten romp through its SEC schedule with a 74-59 win over number 16 Florida as the Wildcats become just the third team since 1956 to go undefeated through its SEC schedule. Freshman Anthony Davis led the way with 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 block shots as the Wildcats improved to 30-1 and set a school record for regular season wins. Kentucky's won 22 in a row, the Wildcats' only loss coming at Indiana on December 10th. There's a three-way tie for the Big Ten regular season championship between Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan following the Buckeyes' road win over the Spartans and the Wolverines' win at Penn State. William Buford hit a jumper with just over 1 second left to lift the 10th-ranked Buckeyes over the number 5 Spartans 72-70. Buford finished with a game-high 25 points, and Jared Sutlinger added 14 points and 10 boards to help Ohio State finish 13-5 in the conference, the same as Michigan State. The Spartans also lost standout freshman Brandon Dawson for the rest of the season when he suffered a torn ligament in his left knee in the first half. Trey Burke scored 19 points and 13th-ranked Michigan shot 59% in a 71-65 win over the Nittany Lions. Evan Smotrich added 17 for the Wolverines, who claimed a portion of its first conference championship since 1986. Elsewhere in top 25 action, Jordan Taylor and Josh Gasser each had 16 points as 14th-ranked Wisconsin dumped Illinois 70-56. Christian Watford scored 19 points, and Will Sheehy added 16, leading number 18 Indiana to an 85-74 win over rival Purdue. Michael Snare poured in a career-high 23 points, leading number 23 Florida State past Clemson 80-72. Mike Scott scored 7 of his career-high 35 points in overtime as he finished with 11 rebounds as number 24 Virginia beat Maryland 75-72. And number 25 Creighton claimed an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament as they won the Missouri Valley Conference Championship on Sunday. Doug McDermott had 33 points, and Antoine Young scored 8 of his 14 in overtime as the Blue Jays outlasted Illinois State 83-79. Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg orchestrated the greatest turnaround in Big 12 history in his second season at the helm. The Big 12 coaches recognized the extraordinary efforts of Hoiberg during the 2012 season, selecting him as the Big 12 Co-Coach of the Year, announced yesterday by the league office. Hoiberg shared the award with Kansas head coach Bill Self, who led the Jayhawks to their 8th straight Big 12 regular season title. The Cyclones were predicted to finish 8th in the preseason Big 12 coaches poll, but Hoiberg and Cyclones earned the number 3 seed at the Big 12 championships, tying for 3rd in the Big 12 with a 12-6 record. Iowa State's dozen wins in league play is the third best total in school history. After finishing last in the Big 12 at 3-13 a year ago, Iowa State improved its conference win total by 9. It's the largest turnaround by any team all time in Big 12 play. The Cyclones also finished the regular season with 22 victories, the third best total in ISU history. The mayor, who has a 38-25 overall record at ISU, led the Cyclones to a pair of home wins over top 10 teams for the first time since 1992. He also energized the Iowa State fan base as the Cyclones finished second in the league in attendance, selling out four of their last six home games. Hoiberg joins former ISU head coaches Tim Floyd and Larry Eustace as Coach of the Year award winners. Iowa State men's basketball was well represented on the Big 12 annual postseason award list announced by the conference office yesterday. Sophomore Royce White was named to the All-Big 12 first team, while senior Scott Christofferson earned third team honors. Senior Chris Allen was an honorable mention pick, along with sophomore Melvin Edgem. White also made the All-Rookie team. White, a 6'8", 270-pound forward from Minneapolis, is the fifth Cyclone to earn all Big 12 first-team accolades by the conference coaches. White is the only player from a Power 6 conference to rank in the top 100 nationally in rebounding and assists. Both his season rebounding and assists rank in Iowa State's single-season top 20. White was also named as the Big 12's Newcomer of the Year. Christofferson, a native of La Crosse, Wisconsin, is Iowa State's career leader in three-point percentage. Christofferson is currently in the Big 12 lead in both three-point and free-throw percentage. A native of Lawrenceville, Georgia, Allen ranks sixth in the Big 12 in three-pointers per game. Allen's 72 threes rank him ninth on ISU's single-season record chart. Edgem, who hails from Toronto, Ontario, is averaging 9.4 points and 6.7 rebounds. He improved his play dramatically in conference action, though, averaging 10.9 points and 7.1 rebounds. His conference rebounding average was the sixth best total in the league this year. In the NBA yesterday, Boston beat New York in overtime 115-111. The Lakers over Miami 93-83. Toronto down in Golden State 83-75. New Jersey got by Charlotte 104-101. It was Chicago over Philadelphia 96-91. The LA Clippers needed OT to beat Houston 105-103. Phoenix over Sacramento 96-88. Denver beat San Antonio 99-94. In the National Hockey League Sunday, the New York Rangers beat Boston 4-3. The New York Islanders 1-0 over New Jersey. Chicago beat Detroit 2-1, Dallas in a shootout 3-2 over Calgary, Florida topping Ottawa 4-2, Colorado 2-0 over Minnesota, while Philadelphia was a 1-0 winner over Washington. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball news, Lance Berkman thinks the St. Louis Cardinals will be just as dangerous this season without Albert Pujols in the lineup as they were with him batting third. The 36-year-old Berkman will replace Pujols at first base in his second season in St. Louis, moving in from right field. He says if he plays to his ability, no one will notice a drop-off. Berkman had a revival while helping St. Louis win the World Series title last season. He hit .301 with 31 homers, 94 RBIs, and a .412 on-base percentage, his best season since 2008. He was 7th in the MVP voting, just two spots back of Pujols. Cardinals right-hander Adam Wainwright is one step closer to pitching in a game for the first time since being sidelined with an elbow injury that caused him to miss all of the 2011 season. Wainwright threw his final batting practice session Sunday before his scheduled start Friday at Minnesota's spring training home in Fort Myers. With Cards manager Mike Matheny watching, Wainwright said he approached the short session of around 30 pitches as if it were a real game and that his arm felt fine afterward. He also said that since camp began, nothing has slowed his rehab process. Now, while he said he's not usually a person to get butterflies, Wainwright acknowledged that he wouldn't be surprised if he had a few for Friday's game. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers could open the season without right fielder Corey Hart due to a torn ligament in his right knee that will require surgery. An MRI revealed a tear that will keep him out 3 to 4 weeks. Hart batted .285 with 26 homers and 63 RBIs for the Brewers last season, 1 year after homering 31 times and driving in 102 runs. Often injured reliever Joel Zumaya has told the Minnesota Twins that he'll have reconstructive surgery on his right elbow in his latest comeback attempt. Zumaya tore the ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow on his first bullpen session of spring training with his new team. Zumaya didn't pitch in the majors last season after recovering from a different elbow injury. If his spring training debut was any indication, earplugs might come in handy for Ryan Braun this season. The reigning National League MVP was heckled while striking out in his only two at-bats in the Milwaukee Brewers' one-all tie with a split squad at the San Francisco Giants. It was Braun's first game since getting caught up in a drug case during the offseason. He recently won his appeal, overturning a 50-game suspension for a positive drug test. About half of the fans greeted Braun with catcalls. They serenaded the Brewers slugger with chants of urine sample before Braun struck out swinging against Madison Bumgarner in the first at-bat. His second time up, Braun was greeted with chants of cheater before looking at a strike three. In football news, Missouri has added Syracuse as its final non-conference opponent in its first season of SEC football. The Tigers will host the Orange from upstate New York on November 17th. That game pits two schools switching athletic conferences, with Mizzou headed to the Southeastern Conference and Syracuse planning to leave the Big East for the ACC, most likely in 2013. Missouri will play 7 of its 12 football games this year in Columbia. That's its highest number of home games since 1987. The game against Syracuse is a one-year deal. Missouri opens its season September 1st with a visit from southeastern Louisiana, and then they'll host Georgia a week later in their first SEC game. NFL investigators will meet today with the former New Orleans Saints assistant coach who admitted running a bounty program that rewarded players with $1,000 payoffs for knocking targeted opponents out of games. The meeting with Greg Williams will be in the New York area, according to two people familiar with the NFL's investigation of the bounties. They spoke anonymously Sunday because details of that continuing investigation are not being disclosed. The Saints maintained a bounty pool of up to $50,000 the last three seasons. That's according to the NFL. Payoffs were made for inflicting game-ending injuries on targeted players, including quarterbacks Brett Favre and Kurt Warner. Marshawn Lynch is staying put in Seattle. The Seahawks' bulldozing running back has signed a four-year deal to keep him in a Seattle uniform. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press that Lynch's contract is worth $31 million, including $18 million guaranteed. Lynch is coming off the finest season of his NFL career, rushing for 1,204 yards and 12 touchdowns last year. In golf, Rory McIlroy fended off a Tiger attack to win the Honda Classic and become the number one ranked golfer in the world. The U.S. Open champ shot a final round 1-under-69 to win by two shots over Tiger Woods and Tom Gillis. Woods started the day nine shots back of McIlroy after three pedestrian rounds, but he charged up the leaderboard with an 8-under-62 that was his best final round of his career. The 22-year-old McIlroy becomes the second youngest player to become the top-ranked player in the world. Only Woods was younger, reaching the pinnacle. And a racing Denny Hamlin had just enough gas to complete a victory at Phoenix International Raceway. Hamlin led the final 59 laps, but was being chased by Kevin Harvick until Harvick ran out of gas to finish second. Hamlin had just enough fuel left to take the checkered flag and celebrate with a brief burnout. Greg Biffle finished third for the second straight race. Jimmy Johnson bounced back from a disastrous Daytona 500 to finish fourth despite wheel troubles midway through that 312-lap race. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.